Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Our car, Scott Anderson, 97.1-248-539-9797. Let's go to Sean. You're next on 97.1. Hello, Sean.
Hey, how you doing?
Okay.
Yeah, I was reading an article a while ago, and they was mentioning Brian Griese is maybe a good candidate at the time. And I was just wondering how you guys feel about that.
For what? For head coach?
For head coach, yes.
So I can't look. Brian's awesome, but Brian, I can't imagine him becoming the head coach at Michigan at this point in his career. He was with the 49ers. I don't know what he's doing now.
From Wikipedia, he's not coaching right now.
Okay. Well, there you go.
He was with San Francisco from 22 to 24 as the quarterback's coach.
Yeah. I mean,
which is his only coaching experience.
I feel like somebody needs to come in here that has been a head coach, that understands the challenges of putting together the whole thing and do their best to leave nothing to chance. Like, I feel like too much has been left to chance at Michigan. It's either been careless or not properly vetted. I mean, I don't know that to be a fact, but from the outside looking in, when I look at what's going on, okay, why is stuff keep going on? And that, so I think bringing a head coach with no experience probably wouldn't be the wisest of moves. John is next on 97.1. Hi, John.
Hello?
What's up?
Yeah, this is John.
Yes.
Yeah, look, I'm sorry. I think, though, that they need to clean house from top to bottom. I think they need a new athletic director. This is just way too much controversy and too many bad things happening. The organization is not being properly managed. I realize that there's no way you can make enough rules to prevent bad actors from acting bad. I mean, some people are just going to be bad no matter what you do. But it seems to me like there are some missing basic rules that need to be put in place. For example, knowing that there are so many male staffers, coaches, and student athletes in that building until late at night all the time. Female staffers and other staffers in general should have standard working hours and should not be in that building at night when
John,
there are a few other people around. You know, I
look, I, with all respect, do. this isn't an epidemic across college athletics that female staffers are having relationships. This is a unique situation. I don't think you can limit the ability of female staffers to do the job.
Might be a little bit broad. And sorry for using the word broad. Adding some levity.
Wait, I mean, does it seem a bit extreme? Bit? From an unnamed text. I'm sorry. No, this is from Ben in Traverse City. I would like Tom Brady and Charles Woodson to be involved in the next head coach search. The athletic director has to go. We need to come up with an interim board of Michigan men to lead the search. Well, I don't know if it needs to be Michigan men, but I mean, what's going to be interesting is you know, as this thing, as they progress and now sort of look at the damage, okay? Assess the damage of this entire thing. If they figure out that, and they come to the conclusion that it's not going to be Ward Manuel, which, given what's happened, is under question, do they put another athletic director in place or do they call up the governor of Louisiana and have him hire the coach? No, do they put together a group that vets out coaching candidates and try and hire a coach and bring the athletic director in later, Lion style, where they go get the best head coach they can if they also have to hire an athletic director? Because my thought is, if you are going to make a change athletic director, do it quick and get the next guy quick, or woman quick, so that you know, you can salvage what you can to the roster in the recruiting class. That shouldn't be the sole motivation. Like if, I don't know, Andy Reid, and he's going to be coaching, a bad example. Who's somebody who might be coaching deep into the, Mike McDonald, no, I don't want a Harbaugh guy. Who's somebody that's going to be coaching? Dan Campbell, as an example. Takes a line to the Super Bowl, but he wants a job. Would you wait for him? Yes, you'd wait for him. But time is of the essence, but it's not a sole driver of motivation here.
Now they have, I do think they have some time, but to your point earlier, it's a lack of leadership right now because of an interim president, an embattled athletic director, and no football coach now. How are you going to get everybody all lined up quickly? I don't know if that happens. I mean, from that standpoint, it's a confluence of horrible timing for Michigan.
Yeah.
If you're just looking at a hire for a football coach, I think it's the worst thing in the world. But when it comes to everything else and you want it all to align and hopefully work as well as it can, I mean, it's not a good time when you're not sure who the president's going to be or who the athletic director is going to be. I mean, the Board of Regents is meeting today about the situation. So what are they going to say coming out of this? That's going to be interesting to hear if there's a statement released or if anybody's speaking.
Doug, I'm not joking. Would Carol Hutchins consider taking the AD position? Carol Hutchins is the longtime softball coach, legend, incredibly well-respected. Do I think she'd take the AD position now? Knowing her personally, I don't think now in her life she would. I think at one point she might have. But I haven't asked her. But Hutch is incredibly well respected. I've seen some stuff come in about would John Jansen have a role. John might. And you know, that's a guy who loves Michigan, understands Michigan.
Did he say anything this morning about who he would prefer as a coach or who he thinks?
Himself.
Himself? Did he?
Somebody brought up and asked him would he coach, and he said, "Hell yeah, I'd coach."
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
But, yeah, I didn't, again, I was on the phone all morning. I didn't hear much of the morning show.
I didn't know if you guys had talked.
Kang, we haven't got your thoughts on all this. Yeah, you got the entire Michigan saga. What have you heard that you liked and don't like?
My first perspective was when I heard the news and all my Michigan buddies text me or called me was they weren't like sad or disappointed that Sharon Moore was ultimately getting fired and no longer the head football coach. And I found that interesting, you know, aside from the craziness that ensued after until last night. But I just found it weird that, you know, he had a huge, huge upset over Ohio State last year, right?
Yeah, massive
upset. Massive. This year he comes in with a freshman quarterback, and I know he's highly touted, but a freshman quarterback still gets you right up to the last game of the year where you almost might make the playoff. Then he obviously this happens. He gets fired, and everyone's like, okay. Yeah, and like no one, it didn't seem like anyone cried any tears from who I knew. Of course, there are some people that still want him around, but I felt like the majority of people were just ready to move on anyways. And I found that kind of weird after what he's done in a short amount of time. And I know there's been stuff that came with it, but some of that was brought, a lot of it was brought on like Jim Harbaugh and that whole spectacle before him.
You know, it's funny when you word it that way, because I think of myself and what I've said in the past about Harbaugh and specifically with quarterbacks, where I always thought he kept kicking the can down the road because he kept bringing in a new quarterback,
Transfers.
Yeah, transfers. Instead of going with the guy that you recruited. And yet, here comes Sharon Moore, finally gets arguably the top recruit in the country, a quarterback. They give him the opportunity, which is what I thought that Harbaugh should have done all along. He does it. They go through the growing pains, and then now all this just collapses around him. It's kind of shocking.
So it's an interesting text we got from a listener. We do this all the time. An individual does something wrong, and then we have to find many others to blame as well. Michigan is not accepting of what happened. They took the steps to fire the individual that did not follow the school standards. They did what they were supposed to do. In this case, yeah, I guess. I mean, the question is about, and this is why people question it, these internet rumors were out there for a while, and there's a lot of fiction on the internet. Let me be clear on that. There's a lot of stuff out there that has no validity whatsoever, but sometimes you see things and make phone calls, and I've done this a lot where I'm like, okay, dude, is this something that has some legs? When I called on this that was out there, I was told specifically, at that point, there was nothing but vigorous denials from people involved. I mean, there was talk of lawyering up, but you know, at the end of the day, and I'll never forget though, person close to the situation said, as far as the evidence we have so far gathered, there's nothing to it, but there that could change. And apparently that changed yesterday.
But also the veracity of, you know, how hard are you really digging?
Well, that's
what
that's,
do you want
so
to
that,
see?
That's what I was going to get to with that person that sent the text. Is that's what needs to get looked at, is did they, you know, was this a, hey, did you do this? No? Okay, no. Cool.
Okay, you're right.
Yeah.
Right.
Or was it,
can I see your phone?
Yeah, like, we need to talk. There needs to be conversations. Like, how serious did they do an investigation? And was there any cover up? That's the other thing, is that can't be tolerated. So I agree with that person if there's nothing to all that, but at the end of the day, that's for Michigan to find out and see if there's any other culpability there as well. More of your phone calls and feedback. We've got open lines, 248-539-9797. It's Carson Anderson here on 97.1.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.